The Sandman. Chapter 1. Nathaniel. One day, a terrible thing happened to Nathaniel. A weather glass seller came to his room. Nathaniel bought nothing. He did not like the man. Nathaniel said he was going to kick the man down the stairs. The man went away. This may seem a very strange thing for Nathaniel to do, but Nathaniel's actions came from what happened during his childhood. When he was a child, Nathaniel did not see his father much. He only saw his father at dinner. After dinner, his father told fun stories to him and his mother. But some nights were different. His father did not tell stories. He gave his son picture books to look at. On these nights, his mother was sad, and his father did not talk. When it was 9 o'clock, his mother would say,
"Off to bed! The Sandman is coming!"
Nathaniel always heard a strange sound when she said this. It sounded like slow, heavy steps. He asked his mother,
"Who is this mean Sandman?"
She would laugh and say,
"Oh, there is no Sandman. I only mean that you are sleepy and can't keep your eyes open. It is like someone put sand in them."
Nathaniel did not believe this answer. One day, he asked an old woman he knew. She told him,
"He is a bad man. He goes to little children who won't go to bed. The Sandman throws sand in their eyes. Some children jump out of bed. Then he puts them in a bag. He takes them to the moon to feed them to his little ones. The Sandman's children have beaks like owls. They pick out the eyes of bad boys and girls."
Nathaniel did not really believe her, but he was still afraid. He thought about the old woman's story when his mother would send him to bed at 9 o'clock. His mother would say,
"The Sandman is coming!"
On these nights, Nathaniel heard the slow, heavy steps and smelled a strange smell.